You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, talk to me about your kids' school.
Yeah, so last year was the first year Reed participated in the school science fair, and he had a blast. It was a really great time, and you know we've gone to it every year. It was the first time he participated, though, and it's always such a huge event at the school.
Did he do a volcano?
No, he did something about bees. Yeah, there was like four or five volcanoes, of course. It's all the same stuff. But, you know, the kids are learning something, I guess. So we were walking around, and one of the teachers came up and was talking to us last year, and it turns out whoever was in charge of the science fair, the chair of the fair, was going to be ending it because their kid was moving on to a different school.
So they were stepping down. They were relinquishing the crown.
No more Bunsen burners for us. So my sweet, lovely, adorable wife said, "We'll do it." Oh, what? Yeah, Nick Nack volunteered us to take over the science fair. So I reluctantly went along with it. And then, Dom, the pandemic hit. And now we're sneaking up on next month being time for the science fair. Mm-hmm. And she was on like a 2-hour Zoom meeting the other night with the PTA waiting for her little turn to talk about the science fair. And we're all just kind of trying to figure out what to do and how to do it and the logistics behind it of how you have to space the kids out and only how many kids you can have in the gym and how many people can be in there setting up and blah, 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 blah. It just doesn't look like it's going to happen. And now they're scrambling to figure out some sort of way to do it online, like a virtual fair. It's a virtual fair this year. And, of course, I'm in the background. I'm like, let's just cancel it. Just cancel it for the year.
She's having to mute. She's constantly having to mute her microphone.
Cancel it! Too much of a hassle. Too many logistics. So it is kind of looking like they're going to maybe be doing these 5-minute presentations for each kid that they record them, and then we have to upload them, and then there's going to be judges, virtual judges. I think it might play out.
I think it might be better.
She's really kicking butt with this, trying to nail it all down. I have now just been delegated to designing the logo for the t-shirts because they're still going to be handing out the t-shirts for the kids and the awards.
What's the logo?
I don't know
like?
Yet. I'm in charge of designing the logo and getting the t-shirts done just because I've been complaining so much.
She's put a volcano
on
the logo.
You have one job. I said I was going to put, you know, the name of the school and then the year and then science fair and then at the very bottom should have been canceled on the t-shirts.
Once you just do
that, didn't go over well.
Do the logo with one of those circles and a line through
it. I thought about that too. It was like should have been canceled. So not only is this being, you know, tossed around in this difficult situation, next up, buddy, they're trying to figure out how to do the school talent show this year. And that's okay. One that I am really putting my hands up saying, cancel. Do we really need a talent show during a pandemic? I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm being a little cold-hearted.
You know, it's possible, Jeremy, that people need it now more than ever.
We need those tap dancing kids now more than ever.
Now more than ever. Somebody to get out there with a baton and twirl it. A tap dancer, a piano player, and a singer or 10.
Now, I will say we did attend the talent show last year, and it probably went about 4 hours too long.
Right.
It was really long.
If
and
you're a
the
parent,
term talent was used extremely loosely.
You know, if you're a parent, what you do is you pray. You pray to any God who may be watching that your child is in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, because then you can leave.
Because then you actually say, I've got to go to the restroom, and then you just don't come back.
Yeah, like our kids didn't even participate in the talent fair last year, but we had to go because friends were there, and it was like,
what?
Of course, the friends were a couple couple at the end, and the ones that we really needed to see at the very end. So we had to sit through the entire thing, which was brutal.
You know, they say friends don't let friends drive drunk. Well, friends also don't make friends go to their kids' talent
show.
Right,
because you lose friends that way, actually.
Oh, my God. Are you still friends with those people?
Yeah, the bond is not as strong now, though. I do know that. Yeah,
I can't imagine in my life if I had friends who said, hey, look, my kid's in second grade. They're doing a talent show. You want to go? I can't imagine saying yes.
Do you think it was me that said yes? Yeah, we'll be there. No, it's my sweet, lovable, caring, big-hearted wife.
The thing is, I mean, I would never ask anybody to do that.
I know.
I mean, what kind of friend says, hey, listen, my kid's in a talent show, first grade. Why don't you come? You want to come spend 3 hours?
He's lip-syncing.
I would never ask anybody
He's lip-syncing
that.
Hamilton. Like, what?
Well, actually, I might want to see that.
No.
Well, you know, what's wrong with a virtual talent show with this, too? Because if every kid is told you have 90 seconds.
Yeah, do your talent.
You have a 90-second window to show off and then post, you know, create like a little YouTube channel thing of all of them or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess
it's easier to tune out, I guess. It's
because
easier to just
The kids might actually have more talent shine through if they're able to, you know, get video documentation of it.
Sure, they're in their own element, you know.
Yeah.
They can, if they mess up, they can start again.
Exactly. And they're not in front of, you know, a bunch of strange faces staring at them,
yeah,
which puts a lot of pressure on. These kids are elementary school. That's, for some of them, they're natural hogs, and they love getting out there and showing off.
It's terrifying.
But some of them, it scares the pee out of them.
And then you got the one guy in the back who was dragged there by his lovely blonde wife going,
yeah, heckling is always fun at a kid's talent show.
She should have been canceled.
I'm not going to deny that.
Who is that guy? What a jerk.
Get
back
off
there.
The stage.
Can we go now?
When's it my kid's turn?
I can relate to that guy. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with the TF, the talent fair this year, or the talent TS talent show. I don't know. I guess I'll keep you updated. I can send you links, too, if you really want to see some of this. You know what's funny is, I'm not going to bring it up. You don't want to.
Sure? You sure?
So they're looking for judges for the science fair?
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Nack goes, I bet Dom would love to do this.
Mindbender in 20 minutes.